The recent spate of drownings across the state has brought together key people from the state and the counties to try and address what, if anything, we can do to help keep our visitors and residents safe in the water. Joining me this morning is Ralph Goto, former City Ocean Safety Director here in Honolulu. Ralph, welcome.
Good morning.
So
thanks.
Tell us about this workshop. This is a first.
We're having a workshop on Wednesday, March 28th at the Hilton Hawaiian Village to address some of the concerns that people have about the spate of drownings that have been occurring on Maui, on Oahu, on the Big Island, statewide, involving snorkeling. And, you know, a lot of people are concerned about it, and we're having the workshop to inform people about what we've been doing in terms of research and to get people together to start talking about it.
Right, because we saw just this huge spike at the beginning, you know, of this year, and we've, I think, almost surpassed what we normally get in an average year.
Yes, there was a dramatic increase over about a six-week period recently of incidents involving people who were snorkeling. Now, we don't know if the snorkel or the snorkeling activity was a cause of the demise, but we know that a lot of people are in the water snorkeling with that activity, and we're trying to find out what really goes on.
Right. So it's important to get the good data, good science, so we can make some smart choices about what we do or don't do.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, we have people in our group that are scientists. We have some physicians as well to explain some of the physiological phenomena that occurs when someone drowns. And I think people need to understand that before we can say this is what's really going on.
So who do you want to come to this conference, or who do you expect to turn out?
We are inviting first responders, lifeguards, firefighters, paramedics that have to respond to these cases. We also are inviting medical professionals, ER physicians, RNs, people that have to treat some of these folks in the hospital, and also folks in the visitor industry who are involved with snorkeling rentals, who are involved with snorkeling excursions, to start talking about it.
Right. And we had talked with Dr. Jim Ireland before, and he was head of the city's Honolulu Emergency Medical Services Department. And he had mentioned at a recent hearing he was at, he said that Jim Howe, who followed him, was a current director now. He had said that he used an analogy about ocean safety. It used to be the lifeguards would just respond to, you know, emergencies, people out there who need help. But it evolved into really being proactive and avoiding, you know, unfortunate incidents happening out on the water. And that's
Absolutely.
What you folks are doing.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do. You know, the whole job of the lifeguard or those kind of professionals is to prevent things. You know, get out of the tower, go down and talk to people before you have to go rescue them. And that's the basic premise that we've been working on. And I think we've, you know, included that formally in the training, formally in the process, so that lifeguards are very proactive these days.
Right. And that was something that you saw and you started with your job with the city.
We, you know, Jim and I worked on a lot of things, including the prevention and the active prevention of drowning.
So this workshop then is really the first step. Now that we've had this unusual spike, we've got everybody's attention. And tell us about the interest that you're hearing
Absolutely.
So far.
Absolutely. We were interviewed by some folks from CBS. It was aired earlier this week. So there is attention on it, what's going on. And I think, the workshop is actually being put on to inform people. It's not to implicate, you know, a certain type of equipment or to say that, you know, these things are dangerous. It's to create the dialogue so that we understand it and that we can craft those prevention strategies and messages.
Right, because they're targeting those full-face masks, but we don't know until we know facts and the science around, you know, what's happening. I think we had talked earlier, you'd mentioned that, you know, there may be certain manufacturers of these masks that may have done their science and their homework, but there are companies that knock off these designs.
Yeah, and there are, you know, the whole idea of the workshop is not to implicate anyone or any product. We are doing some research in terms of measuring airflow, for instance, measuring CO2 buildup, Those kinds of things are being done, but it's really premature to say, well, this is actually, you know, the cause of it. So people need to understand that people are involved in snorkeling the activity, but the snorkel themselves, we don't know if the snorkels are causing the problems.
Right, and then we don't also know about the health of the people going in the water. I mean, we were getting more visitors. We have an aging population, and chances are someone might have some heart problems or respiratory problems that, you know, will come to light, you know, after an incident vacationing in Hawaii.
Absolutely, Catherine. And that's what we're trying to find out. If the majority of these incidents involve visitors who arrive, you know, via airplane, there may be some connection in terms of altitude changes, in terms of time zone changes, circadian rhythms. There's so many theories right now, and a lot of them have credence. So I think we need to investigate them a little more with due diligence.
And have you had inquiries from these snorkel manufacturers?
Yes, and we hope that, you know, some of them will attend the workshop, and that's the whole idea of having a workshop.
Right, because we're all out to find the facts and figure out what we need to do in order to keep everybody safe in the water.
Absolutely, and that's the bottom line, is to prevent, you know, these things from going on. The more we understand it, I think the better we can craft the messages.
So this is here in Honolulu toward the end of the month. Any chance that there might be something similar on the neighbor islands?
Not yet. We've invited, you know, the committee members from the neighbor islands, and we may, you know, based on the results of this workshop, we may go to the outer islands as well.
Right, but I'm sure this is an issue that touches everybody who touches the ocean, and so I'm sure this is really a kind of a global issue. Folks are out there in the water.
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll be watching.
Great.
All right.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Ralph. That was ocean safety expert Ralph Godeau talking about the upcoming snorkel safety workshop that will be held later this month in Waikiki. For links about this event, check out our conversation page at hawaiipublicradio.org.